This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Two lawsuits challenging Missouri's new congressional district map have been heard for a second time by the state Supreme Court. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the cases are back in the high court after the map was upheld 2 weeks ago by a Cole County judge.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs continued their arguments that the districts drawn on the so-called Grand Compromise map fails the state constitution's compactness requirement. One of them, Jamie Berker Landis, criticized the new 5th district, which lumps three rural GOP-leaning counties with urban Jackson County, while also adding a slice of Jackson County onto the rural northern Missouri district.
It's time to end the practice of dividing Jackson County up like a sausage the way it is. Our citizens ought to be able to look at this map and say, yeah, that looks as compact as maybe.
Attorneys defending the map argued that it's not possible for everyone to agree on what is or is not compact. The High Court will rule on the suits later. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would prohibit employees from suing co-workers for injuries sustained on the job. Majority Leader Tom Dempsey, who sponsored the bill, says the change will be fairer to workers and protect them from having to pay large court judgments. The legislation also provides for workers' compensation coverage of occupational diseases. Such diseases were removed from the program under a 2005 law. Opponents say the workers' compensation system would not be able to fairly compensate people who suffer from occupational diseases, such as those caused by asbestos exposure or toxic chemicals. The bill now goes to the House, which passed a similar bill last year. Another bill in the Missouri House would limit the crimes that could put someone on the National Sex Offender Registry. The bill, sponsored by Republican State Representative Rodney Shad of Versailles, would exempt people convicted of non-contact offenses.
Our laws have progressed over the years into a menage that put everyone ever convicted of a sex crime, no matter how small it was, to go on to the registry.
Currently, Missouri has around 12,000 people on the National Sex Offender Registry. That number is much higher than in other states with similar-sized populations. In Minnesota, there are only 280 registered offenders. Representative Shad presented the bill to the Crime Prevention and Public Safety Committee earlier this week. In some of the state's first higher education layoffs announced this year, Northwest Missouri State University will cut 20 jobs and eliminate 8 academic departments in a campus-wide move to reduce costs. The Maryville School will eliminate its dance program and Department of Family and Consumer Sciences. More administrators will have to teach classes, and the university will hire fewer part-time professors and close its campus aquatic center. A monthly survey of bankers in the Midwest shows the rural economy is slowing down, but reflects strong gains in hiring and farmland prices. The Rural Main Street Index, released yesterday, dropped slightly from 59.8 last month to 59.6 in February. But anytime the index is above 50, that suggests the economy will grow. The Missouri Senate has unanimously passed legislation to move the filing period for the state's party primaries back by 1 month. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the bill is moving quickly because the filing period is currently set to begin on February 28th and end in late March.
The Senate's speedy action is also based on the lack of new state house and Senate district maps. The state Supreme Court tossed out the Senate map, and it has to be redrawn, and a legal challenge to the new House map is being appealed to the High Court. Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer says those facts alone make it necessary to push back the filing period.
If we didn't get this bill up and passed this week, we would have a further time problem. So certainly urge the House leadership and the body over there to take this bill up and pass it.
The bill now goes to the Missouri House, which has agreed to hold a technical session today so that it can be fast-tracked and potentially sent to the governor next week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The state Senate also passed a measure that would let people put cell phone numbers on the state's no-call list for telemarketers. The Senate voted 34-0 yesterday to expand the state's list, which is currently limited to landlines. The measure would also forbid telemarketers from sending unwanted images or text messages to cell phones if the number is on the no-call list. The Missouri Attorney General's office says it received more than 22,000 complaints of unwanted cell phone calls last year. The measure now goes to the House. Governor Jay Nixon is calling on Missouri lawmakers to pass new ethics legislation after the Supreme Court threw out a 2010 ethics law. That law was tossed out because of the way legislators approved it. Nixon will outline the elements he wants to see in a new law during a news conference today. The Supreme Court's action means that for now, candidates and office holders no longer have to publicly report contributions within 48 hours. The now invalid law also banned committee-to-committee money transfers that can conceal the ultimate source of campaign funding. A federal judge has ordered a central Missouri school to stop using internet filtering software to restrict access to educational websites about gay, lesbian, and transgender issues. The American Civil Liberties Union sued the Camdenton R3 school district last fall on behalf of organizations whose websites are blocked by the filter. The organizations include the Matthew Shepard Foundation and Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. The district's attorney says the web filtering software provider has made changes to how sites are categorized since the case was filed. He says the district hasn't decided what to do next. And finally, state officials are investigating how scenes of war ended up on Missouri's state government website. Hackers put the graphic images on the official website yesterday morning. Officials say the images were quickly removed, but that the website was taken offline for about a half an hour as a precaution. Officials say the state's data was not accessed and the network remained secure. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.